This is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. I thought the turning on was I wasn't even talking, but you'll hear me if you get me on iTunes. I'm on iTunes. And here's a poem called Homework, I Love You, because today's theme is prime time, rhyme time. Here it is. It's called Homework, I Love You. Homework, I love you. I think that you're great. It's wonderful fun when you keep me up late. I think you're the best when I'm totally stressed, preparing and cramming all night for a test. Homework, I love you. What more can I say? I love to do hundreds of problems each day. You boggle my mind and you make me go on. But still, I'm excited that you were assigned. Homework, I love you. I tell you it's true. There's nothing more I'm saying to do. You're never a chore. Birds you at your door. I wish our teacher will hand you out more. Homework, I love you. You throw me inside. I'm filled with emotions. I'm fit to be tied. I cannot complain when you frazzle my brain. Of course, that's because I'm completely insane. And that's our poem. So we're going to play Crazy ABCs by Beck and Beck Twaities. And then it's our interview of the day with Brandi Reimer. Because I got this theme because you get, and I think you get and all know that Reimer is kind of goes with the rhyming thing. So we're going to play rhymes today. So it's called Crazy ABCs by Beck and Beck Twaities. Unless if I can try to know the last name. Not really good at saying it. And here it is.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Ed. That sounds nice. What is it?
Thank you. It's an alphabet song I'm working on.
Oh, great. A whole new alphabet. I just learned the old one.
A is for aisle. B is for delium. C is for czar. And if you see him, would you mind telling him?
Okay, hang on a second. You got aisle,
yeah,
delium.
Aisle, like a theater.
Right, okay. And then delium?
Delium, it's a gum-like tree resin. It starts with a silent B.
And then czar.
Yeah, it's like a Russian czar. You know, everybody knows apple, ball, and cat. I wanted to get into some, you know, some stranger words.
Right, I see what you're doing.
D is for chin. E for Euphrates. F is for phone, but not like when I call the lady.
I thought phone started with a P, like a PH.
No, it's F-O-H-N. It's a kind of wind.
Yeah, I know what you mean by wish.
G for gnarly, I for irk, H is for hour, J for jalapeno, good in either corn or flour, tortillas.
Nice rhyme.
K is for knick-knack, L is for llama.
Ramma, llama, ding. What's so strange about llama?
Llama, it starts with two L's.
What's the second one for?
No idea.
I know. Loser.
Mnemonic. N is for Gomo. O is for Ouija board. P for pneumonia. Pterodactyl and psychosis. Q is for cat.
Okay, Q, cat. What?
Yeah, it's Q-A-T. It's an evergreen shrub. It's a perfect Scrabble word because it's a Q with no U. There's not many of those.
You have too much time on your hands.
R is for Argyle.
No, it isn't.
Okay, you're right. I couldn't find a good R word. S is for czar, a lovely German river. T for tsunami, a wave that makes me quiver. U is for earn, but not like earning money. V for raison blancs from French and therefore kind of funny. W for wren, wrinkly and poo. X is for Xi'an, an ancient Chinese city. True.
Ancient Chinese city, huh? My guitar player. Some hotshot.
Y is for Hyperite, a very nasty gas. And Z's the final letter, and by final, I mean last.
Okay, when you say Z, for the benefit of our American friends, you really mean Z, right?
No, I mean Z, like ZZ Top.
ZZ Top?
Yeah. Guys with the big long beards. Well, except the guy whose name is Beard. He has a mustache.
I always thought that was interesting. You done with the alphabet? Like no extra letters I haven't heard of?
I think so.
This was a great help. I think, you know, the contribution you've made to world literacy has been outstanding.
Kids, I'm just saying, think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, that's box and, with an R.
Yeah, well, no, box with a B-A-L-K-S, like a pitcher.
Ah, as opposed to B-A-C-H-S.
Right, think outside the box. Get into some Rachmaninoff.
That's Rachmaninoff with a W.
Back. This is Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Brady Reimer. Hi.
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So I have some questions. Will you like to answer them?
Okay.
So, number one, what year did you start your band?
I started the little band that could in about 2005, about 10 years ago.
So, when did you start Brady Reimer, though?
Oh, I started playing music in when I was in sixth grade. So, that was about 1976 or 77.
Okay. So, here's some more questions. Who are your biggest influences?
My biggest ones?
Yeah, who do you like to look up to a lot?
Yeah. Well, I look up to this guy, Bob Dylan. Have you ever heard of Bob Dylan?
I thought my mom visited him, but it was supposed to be Dave Matthews.
Oh. And then this other guy who played rock and roll music in the 50s, his name's Chuck Berry. And I like Chuck Berry a lot.
Okay.
And I also really love Bruce Springsteen. So those are just a few of my influences. But I have a whole bunch. I like a lot of music.
Okay, so here's the next question. What was it like playing music with Bob Dylan and Dave Matthews?
Well, that was just a whole lot of fun. We got to, you know, like I said, like with your earlier question, you asked me who my influences or who I looked up to. And I looked up to Bob Dylan, and then I was lucky enough to play with him. And it was just one of those very, very special days. It was like one of the best days of your lives, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, what do you like to do when you aren't playing music?
I love to read. I like to work out, like exercise, and I like to hang around with my family and cook.
Oh, so you like a lot of art, right?
I like what?
Art.
Oh, I love art. I love art, too. I wish there were some more museums where I live. I live way out in Long Island, very far from New York City, but whenever I go to New York City, I want to go to a museum and see some artwork.
New York City is where I live.
Oh, you do? Where? Yes.
Almost where I live. I live in Kroelstad, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. I lived in New Jersey too. I went to school in New Jersey.
Where?
In Sparta, New Jersey. In Sussex County.
Okay. And here's something else. The last question. What is your favorite instrument?
Well, I guess I have to say my favorite instrument is the guitar, the acoustic guitar, like the one that I play, but a close second is my electric bass, because I also play the electric bass in a couple of other bands, and they're both very different, so I feel like I have the best of both worlds. I get to play both of them.
Okay, so, and now that was the last question, so thank you, and my mom saw Dave Matthews. And she likes Dave Matthews. And my dad saw Dave Matthews.
They both like Dave Matthews?
Yes.
Yes. Well, yeah, I love Dave Matthews, too. And it's good. Do you like Dave Matthews? Have you heard him?
No.
Well, you might like him too. He writes some really beautiful and some groovy songs. So it might be your next dance party getting out a couple of Dave Matthews songs.
Okay. So thank you for calling. And now we're gonna play your song, Rock and Roll Mother Goose.
Thank you, Chloe. I appreciate you having me on your show, and congratulations. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. It's time to do the Mother Goose. Flap your wings. Well, Mary had a little amp and a guitar white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, she loved to play the rock and roll. She'd do the goose, 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 goose.
Rock and roll,
the goose, 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 goose.
Rock and roll, goose.
That old lady who lived in that shoe, well, she loved the boogaloo. You're really gonna flip your lid. You see her dancing with all those kids. She's doing the goose, 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 goose. Take a little nursery rhyme and set it to a rocking time.
Set it to a rocking time.
Yeah. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jump over that moon. I bet you wondered how she got so high when she was rocking out to this tune. And little Bo Peep, she lost her sheep. You know it's really bringing her down. I bet those sheep never want to come home. Tails all over town, they're doing a goose, 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 goose.
Rock and roll, mother goose.
The goose, 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 goose.
Rock and roll, mother goose.
The goose, 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 goose. Oh, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, tell me how you rock and roll. With a saxophone player and some background singers and a drummer who can do the stroll. I said, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack like to play the dickory-dock. The mouse ran up that clock. The clock struck one, the mouse said, woo! Can't wait till the clock strike two. And Wee Willie Winkie running through town. He going up and down and all around. Yeah, he's rapping at the window, crying through the lock. Come on out, little children, there's a party on the block. We're doing a goose, 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 goose. Yeah, the goose, 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 goose. Yeah, the goose, goose.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now it's time for our craft, the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. You'll need string or yarn, 4 popsicle sticks. Well, I'm guessing maybe you have to eat a popsicle before you have to get a popsicle. That's kind of silly. Maybe we just get them from a craft store. I don't know how which kind of popsicle sticks yet. Aluminum foil, cardboard, markers, glue, scissors, white paper, and the lyrics for Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I'm going to flip my page over and see what's next. Here's how we do it. Using glue, draw one large star or several small stars on a piece of cardboard. Allow the glue to dry. Cover cardboard with foil. Rub your finger along the stars to make them stand out. Using markers, decorate the foil. Print the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star lyrics onto white paper and cut out. Glue the four popsicle sticks together in a square form. A frame. Allow the glue to dry. Decorate it with markers. Then glue the foil square to the back of the popsicle sticks. Fold the string in half. Then use the either side to the top of the frame. Allow the glue to hang. Your craft is complete next. Find a place to hang it. And wherever you do, if you're above it or right by it, sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Now here's Brady Reimer with Just Say Hi. Here it goes. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now it's time for the pledge. But before the pledge, I have some few announcements. This week we are having a Facebook contest. Pick a word that rhymes with fog and post it on my page, Chloe's Friendship Circle, and I'm saying my Facebook page. And if your word matches mine, you win! And here's something else I want to say. A big thank you to Brady Reimer. Stay tuned next week to hear from Josh and the Jamtones. And here's our pledge. It's by My Daisies Troop. Here goes. Make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver and other is gold. And now here is Echo, Echo.
Echo.
By Josh and the Jamtones, a cover of my mom and dad's favorite song when they were little.
I say it now, hit now. I go on it. Giacomo Bina, I'm on it. Jamming with you all day, talking about a hit now. Giacomo Fina, I'm on it, jamming with you all day.